The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans host Michigan on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We'll go straight to questions.
Sounds good. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Ted Sobel, Sports USA Radio.
Good morning, Coach. I'm curious, how are things different this week around the rivalry in town and how the whole area deals with it? If you can describe that to people who are not from Michigan.
Yeah, I think it it certainly brings a sense of intensity to the state. It always has. I think in this state you grow up either green or blue, probably, and a lot of families are split, so there's a lot of different things that are going on within each family and within businesses and workplaces around the state. So there's an intensity to it. Also, I think when you've played in this football game or have coached in it, it takes on a whole new special meaning for you individually. So there's a little bit more hype involved in that too. So a little bit more preparation and intensity.
And from your own standpoint, what's the challenge of you played six true freshmen last week on D, and now you got to face a very hot Michigan offense?
Yeah, you know, Michigan's playing at a very high level, not just offensively, but defensively and special teams as well. So be a great challenge for us as we get ready. But, again, the game's played on the field. You know, you've got to be able to block, tackle, catch the football, run with the ball, things of that nature as well. So this is a very fundamental game that's played at a high level, and we've got to be able to win our share of the battles, individual battles out there.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Adam Biggers, todaysyou.com.
Good afternoon, Mark. Just looking at just kind of coaching matchups and kind of getting a little bit historical here, Bo and George Perlis had, you know, pretty healthy respect for each other, very competitive. Jim complimented you, calling you one of the best during his press conference yesterday. I'm just kind of curious if you're looking forward to, you know, developing that type of rivalry, and especially, you know, Michigan's had some turnovers since you've been in East Lansing. Just wondering if you're, you know, looking forward to developing that kind of heated rivalry with the same coach year after year.
You know, it's always been an intense rivalry. There's no question about that. I've always had a great deal of respect for Rich Rod, for Coach Carr, for Brady Hoke, and now for Coach Harbaugh, for Jim Harbaugh. I mean, all you have to do is look at his background as a coach. The guy's a ball coach. There's no question about that. He's got his handprint or thumb on so many aspects of that football program. You can see that he has great attention to detail. I think he's a very good person. You know, that rings true every time that I see him being interviewed. I don't know him that well, but my interactions with him have always been positive. So I think he's doing a great job, obviously, and be a challenge. This week will be a challenge, as well the years after.
If I could follow up real quick, I think you came in the year after Perlis ended in East Lansing, correct? Did you ever, you know, kind of look at that rivalry? Do people talk about that? I guess, what is your impressions, and what did you learn about those two guys?
Well, you know, when I first came here, I came here with Nick Saban's staff, and Nick Saban had been the defensive back coach and coordinator for George Perlis. So I think Nick learned about the Michigan State rivalry from George, who learned about it from Duffy and from playing in it, but mainly from Duffy. So he had a healthy respect for that rivalry when Nick Saban came. And basically it took about 5 minutes in the game and I got a healthy respect for the rivalry. And, you know, I carried that rivalry with me for 6 years here as an assistant. And so when I came back, it was sort of natural, and I knew that we had to measure up in this state to be a factor in this state, to be a proven winner in this state. The first thing you were going to have to do was you were going to have to measure up against U of M. So we went to work doing that.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.